Toronto, the Canadian Union of Postal Workers says a new framework for negotiations that Canada Post presented over the weekend moved closer to the union's position on some issues, but that it remains far from what members could ratify. Canada Post on Sunday said it hoped the document would reignite discussions with the union to end a strike by 55,000 workers that has halted mail delivery during the busy holiday season. But in a statement late Monday, the union says Canada Post hasn't compromised on many of what it calls the employer's most severe demands. A key issue in bargaining has been a push to expand parcel deliveries into the weekend. The government had appointed a mediator to help the two sides reach an agreement, but Federal Labor Minister Stephen McKinnon temporarily suspended mediation last week, saying negotiations had not budged. The union's statement says while there was movement on the defined benefit pension, it notes the framework contained no fixes for the union's health and safety concerns and there isn't enough movement on benefits. We are now in the third week of our nationwide strike. The union is prepared to return to the bargaining table. We're waiting to be called back by the mediators, the union's statement Monday said. In a post on X Sunday, McKinnon said he'd spoken with both sides, reminding them that it is their duty and responsibility to resolve differences in a dispute that is impacting so many Canadians. He said mediation will only resume once the special mediator has clear evidence that both parties have sufficiently modified their respective positions. Meanwhile, the U.S. Postal Service has temporarily stopped accepting mail headed to Canada due to the strike by Canada Post workers, and is asking customers to refrain from mailing items addressed to Canada, until further notice. Last week, CUPW filed an unfair labor practice complaint over temporary layoffs by Canada Post during the strike. The union has called the layoffs an intimidation tactic, while Canada Post denies violating the labor code and said the layoffs are part of adjustments to operations amid the strike. The business community has been sounding the alarm over the strike as it drags on, with the Canadian Federation of Independent Business saying Monday the stoppage has cost small and medium-sized businesses hundreds of millions of dollars so far. The organization called on the federal government to intervene, which so far McKinnon has said is not in the cards. Shopify CEO Toby Lutke previously said in a post on X that at least 67,000 small businesses on his platform use Canada Post. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 2, 2024. The Canadian Press.